Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sex, love, and rock and roll. Is that Mitch Holtis interview? Someone says in the text, I just go get an ice pack instead. I don't know, man. I was just sitting in my room last night.
Right, we don't need to know this.
Oh, not that.
Come on now. Come on. It's a family show here.
Getting ready to go on the air on a Boston radio station. And I was like, okay, what can I give them to talk about when it comes to this game? Because I'm like you, Bob. Like Monday through Thursday, I was like, just have fun. Enjoy this kind of down week, a.k.a. a minor bye week. And then we'll get going.
Were they about the dynasty? And
no,
like,
no, okay. No. They were really, they're awesome guys. I did it last week, and then they, you know, they reached out and said, can I do it this week? And probably talk to him again next week as well. But they were, you know, and I kind of leaned in a little bit because I was like, man, Julian Edelman's a guy, man. That guy's awesome because of what he said about, you know, if you want it, because like my buddy called me too. Yeah. He goes, listen to the show today. Couldn't agree more with Julian Edelman. Love that attitude. My dad used to say it to us when we were playing sports. My coaches used to tell me that, hey, that team's really good. You don't like them,
Beat them. Do something about it.
You know, like you
that's
know,
the way it used to be, Dusty. But that's not the MO anymore. In the last 15 years, it's all about blame everybody else instead of looking inside of you and saying, "Go beat them."
It's like, you know, I can respect other, you know, people that do radio in this city, but if you want to be number one, go beat them.
Go beat them.
Go have better content.
Yeah.
Don't bitch and moan about. Well, they play music. Well, you play the hits too, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I talked about that, and I was like, I gave him the take I gave you yesterday about the Tom Brady thing. I was like, I know a three-peat is great, and it's historic, and it's everything. I was like, but you got time against you to where you can pass Tom Brady, which is not a good thing nor a bad thing, but, I mean, it's definitely not a bad thing, but it's more good than bad because it's like, yeah, Tom Brady's great. Tom Brady never won three in a row, but Tom did win seven. And Tom did have three different decades of Hall of Fame
careers. Do they recognize seven in New England, or they only recognize six in New England?
They recognize Tom Brady in New England. But they, you know, at the very end, you know, there were some Taylor Swift drops as well. And the guy was like, you're a closet Taylor Swift fan. I was like, ain't no closet here, man.
No, not at all.
So it was fun.
Why do guys feel the need to say that? Because I've been on radio shows, too, and they're like, what about Taylor Swift? And I go, I love Taylor Swift. And then sometimes hosts will go, I do, too. I'm glad you said that.
I'm dropping, like, song lyrics.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, not every 37-year-old male is, you know, in depth to Taylor's music. I find it enjoyable. I have two sisters that love her. I've dated a girl that was like obsessed with her, so I had to learn all this stuff. And then, you know, the Chiefs, it happens, and you're like, oh God, okay, here we go.
Yeah. I wasn't really into Taylor Swift until she came here, and then obviously my kids were involved. It gave me that opportunity to
You see the enjoyment they have. And you're like, okay, so what's so crazy about her music? And you start listening, you're like, all right, this is a bop.
Yeah, like, okay. No, it's really, you know, good stuff. Like some of the deep cuts are good as well. And whatnot.
I mean, her best song of all time is Ivy. If you ever want to look that up, it's a great song.
I think her best song of all, this is unbelievable conversation, Dusty. Yeah. I think it's Betty. That's my favorite Taylor Swift song of all time.
That song about two of her best friend's kids. Kid.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Betty was my grandma's name.
I believe it is about Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' child.
Oh, all right.
Again, not a closet fan.
Yeah.
Very open and about it. But again, it'd be like the same thing if like a 37-year-old female was like, you know, meet me in the darkness on the edge of town. I'd be like, stop.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
yeah.
Stop. I mean, what?
Yeah.
So, but no, we saw this on NFL Rumors on X. Who is the best NFL brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Good list.
It is.
Good list. I think there's one that reigns supreme, and I'm going to be biased on this.
Well, I mean,
it does. There's
one on the list for me that ranks supreme above a couple of these that isn't even on the list.
And that's fair. So we have Jason and Travis Kelce,
mm-hmm.
Peyton and Eli Manning,
right.
Shannon and Sterling Sharp, Stephon and Trayvon Diggs. Honorable mention.
Yeah.
They don't even belong on this list.
Yeah,
I was like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Good brother duo. Each have each other's back, especially on Twitter. Jason and Travis, 4 Super Bowls. Jason's got 1, Travis has 3, right?
You're talking wins.
Super Bowl wins.
Yeah.
So 4 Super Bowls between those two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
4 Super Bowls between Peyton and Eli.
Right.
Close.
Very close.
Very close. I would probably take Peyton and Eli because they're already both Hall of Famers, but eventually Travis and Jason will surpass them this year when Travis wins another one.
And Travis wins this year. He's got 5, and they're the quarterback, so that ranks high
as well.
And to
be fair, if you want to take Travis and Jason a step further, Jason might be the best center to ever play football, or at least he was at the time the best at his position in the league for several years.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce will go down as the greatest tight end of all time. Peyton's not going to go down as the greatest quarterback. Eli's not going to go down as the greatest quarterback.
No, not at all.
But 4 Super Bowls.
But 4 Super Bowls, and they were difference makers. The name and the brother duo that's off this list that clearly needs to be on this list, Tiki and Rondé Barber. Rondé Barber's already in the Hall of Fame, and I believe Tiki's a top 25 finalist this year for the Hall of Fame. I don't know if Tiki's going to get in this go-around, but there's a lot of people making really good cases for Tiki Barber to get into the Hall of Fame as well. People forget how great Rondé and Tiki Barber really were.
And that's one of the names that came up on the text line. The Barbers were pretty good.
They were outstanding. Tiki Barber's like this close to being a Hall of Famer. I do think he will get in eventually. You're a top 25 finalist this year. I think he eventually gets in to the Hall of Fame. I don't know when, but that's a name that's on the list. And then also the McCourties you could put on that list as well for great brother duos. And then, of course, the Baldingers.
What about the Schwartz brothers?
Could do the Schwartz brothers. I didn't even think of Mitchell and Jeff Schwartz, right?
Pretty good at their positions.
Pretty good, yeah.
Be better than the Diggs brothers.
Yeah.
You were getting ready to say something.
And that's not a dig at the Diggs brothers.
No.
Oh, man, we have a... There we go.
That works.
The Watts.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are 2 Hall of Famers.
How the hell did I forget that? I guess because JJ
was complaining
about something. Yeah.
No, JJ just said, what did he say?
He said something stupid this week.
Didn't he in the
pregame? Oh, he said players should stop opting out of the Pro Bowl.
That's what it was.
JJ Watt before the Bills game.
Yeah, he said.
Like came out and was like, stop this narrative. Come in here and beat the Chiefs.
No, JJ's cool in my book. I thought the Pro Bowl thing was lame because he never played in a Super Bowl. But either way, I watched 2 minutes of the Super Bowl or the Pro Bowl game last night.
I didn't even.
And I immediately turned it to beat Bobby Flay. I did not. I was like, I saw Drew Nixon's tweet.
Oh, he was, you know, him and Mac were dialed into the Pro Bowl. Like, taking
notes. Mac's busy. Mac doesn't have any time to watch TV. Max loaded up the U-Haul and bringing the lady to Kansas City.
Right.
That's why Mac's not here. That's why our brother, Nathan's here. But yeah, the Watt brother, that's a great pull. Yeah,
that is a good one.
That's fantastic. I don't know why we didn't have that on there. That should be on there over the Diggs brothers. Kidding me? The Watt
or
brothers?
Or the Barbers. I mean, either one of those. The Diggs are...
Tiki won a Super Bowl, didn't he?
He went to the 2000 Super Bowl, so he never won. He retired the year before they won the Super Bowl. Tiki never won a Super Bowl, no.
The Bosa brothers?
They're always hurt.
But they're good. They're good.
They play like 30% of the time. You know, like I have a hard time putting them on the list.
This is a really good text from the text line. When you base it off personalities, Mannings or Kelce's?
Ooh, that's good. That is really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
You think like the Kelseys are going to be on the Manning cast when it's also like the four of them will just be sitting around. The Mannings right now have it because they're out of the game, you know, and they get the ability to do it a little bit more than Travis does. But I think once it's all said and done, I think people will love Travis and Jason doing their things. Or maybe people are people sick of the Mannings?
I don't think so.
Right? Okay, they're on TV more than the Kelseys are, yet people are sick of the Kelseys and the Chiefs. The Mannings are everywhere.
I think it depends on what side of the personality you like. Like, Eli and Peyton are, like, geeky funny, whereas, like, Travis and Jason are, like you... Maybe you would want to have beers with Eli and Peyton, but you would rather have beers with Jason and Travis.
The night would be different with Jason and Travis than Eli and...
I would lean, my personality at least, I think you would know this, I would go Kelce brothers.
Yeah, I would go Manning brothers. Yeah. I would. I would go and hang out with the Mannings because I feel like there's like untold stories from the Mannings that we could get. Like, I'd like to talk to him about the whole deal with, you know, Tom Brady and that rivalry and that whole thing and some of the NFL secrets that are out there and how bad Tony Dungy really was as a head coach and held Peyton back from doing good things. And so there's some good conversations to have with the Mannings. Plus I love, like, I'm a business of sports guy, and not that the Kelseys haven't done great things in the business of sports, but that Omaha Productions, I want in. So I'd be looking for a job over there with Peyton going, hey, put me on your show. I can be really fun.
Another brother combination you could have over Stephon and Trayvon Diggs is the Harbaugh brothers. They're coaches in the NFL.
Yeah.
One's one of
John didn't play, though.
No, you know? But I mean, coach-wise.
I mean, what other brothers are coaches in the NFL? I've got to think now.
I don't know. Somebody says they're Grammatica brothers. I remember.
Oh, yeah. Martin breaking his leg celebrating.
Was it Martin that did it?
I think it was, yeah.
What was the other brother's name? Bill Grammatica? Because the one dude did it for the Arizona Cardinals. He celebrated.
Yeah, I think it was Martin. Hell, okay. It may have been Bill, but, you know. Oh, yeah, the Grammatica brothers. That's really good.
The Ryans were the other coaches.
But Rob was never a head coach. Yeah. And Rex was a very, very average head football coach.
But he beat those Patriots that were cocky one time.
One time. We got us once, Rex.
That's right.
Maybe the best comeback ever.
The gold standard of quarterbacks. You know who it is right now. Where does it go all time? Plus, there was a quote from a guy who speaks about himself, not a team. We'll get to that on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.